Thank you so much for calling Omax Health. My name is Rachel. May I have your last name, please, to pull up your account?
Russell.
Okay, your voice is very scratchy. I'm sorry the connection is...
No, I don't know what it is. Both phones are that way, so... Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L.
Okay, Russell, I will do my best, ma'am, to assist you. It's causing your voice to be very distorted.
Yeah, but do you understand what Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L?
Okay, thank you so much, Ms. Russell. I will do my very best to assist you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, one moment, please. Okay, and your first name is Russell?
Patricia.
Okay. Just one moment, please. Okay, and I apologize for the wait. I'm still trying to get some information pulled up. Once again, I do apologize for the wait. Okay, and for security purposes, if you'd also please verify your address.
140 Walnut Street, Putnam, Connecticut, 06260. For God's sake.
Okay, you said 062.
60.
Okay, thank you for that information. And I have located an account that shows your name and the address, and our system shows that you're calling in about the Omax 3 Ultra Pure. And how can I help you?
I don't seem that long ago, at least less than six months, I received a box of the Omax. Now I got one yesterday. I get them on automatic shipment. I got to be taken off, period.
All right. Well, we're sorry about that. If you'd allow me to take a moment to look at your account to see what type of subscription you have. It looks like you have a 6 box, so it should be every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you just received a shipment?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me try to find that for you or find what's going on. Okay, it is showing that a shipment did go out. Well, no, the last shipment, well, it shows that you just had a shipment that went out on the 15th of June. So you just received that one?
Yes.
But it shows the shipment before that was July the 18th of 2019.
Jeez, oh man, time flies, but I got to take it off because I'm not even taking them. And I've got so many pills in this house now, I'm going to end up throwing them all out.
Okay. Well, we can understand if you are backed up. I just wanted to make sure that we didn't have an extra account for you. But I'm not seeing a most recent shipment besides the one that was shipped out. It was 6 boxes, of course. And you said that you haven't really been taking the product.
Nope. I'm just going to take this, put it under the table. When it expires, I can throw this one out.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, with the product, I'm not sure why you wanted to start taking it, but it does, of course, help with lowering triglycerides and sharpening the brain, if you just wanted to be reminded of a few benefits. Also, if there are family members that can help you use the product, it has multiple benefits. I'd be happy to push out the shipment for you. If you have too much on hand, the system will allow you to do that or to make adjustments. And with this one,
because time goes by and there's so much on my plate now.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, number one, don't have a husband. Don't have the house to help me out on anything. I just have me. That's it. The house has got to lean on it. Why? Behind on bills? No. I'm on top of the bills, but they put it in the stupid solar panels, and we were supposed to get a bill every month. We never got one lousy bill. Why? They put a lien on the house the day they finished putting those solar panels up.
Oh,
so I got myself, me, myself, and I. And if I don't have myself, then I have nobody. And I surely wouldn't go for another guy if you paid me, because nobody will ever, ever, ever underline a billion times beat my husband, because he was more than my expectation. He was the best man I ever had.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I'm so sorry about your inconvenience. The system has set a date for June of next year. I could push it even further until the month of August. Of course, if you just wanted to hold on to the benefits and to the VIP membership that you do have.
Yeah, but it comes so fast. You know, and it's just too much. Everything has been too much.
Okay, well,
car to the garage 6 times already. It's like everything's falling in.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am, I do understand. There's a lot that's going on. We could also bring the price down for you to $144 for a 6-month subscription if you also wanted to reconsider, and that date would be pushed out until August of next year.
No, because of the time, and I don't pay attention to that. It's just over and over. Everything is just too much.
Okay.
You know? And I guess still stay working. Oh, I can't take it.
Okay, well, no worries, ma'am. You can always, of course, call us back whenever you get ready to restart. So whatever you decided to do.
All right, so you have a good day then.
Okay, have you decided, ma'am, you wanted to reconsider, or are you not wanting to reconsider at this time?
No, just want to push everything away from me.
Okay, well, certainly, ma'am. No worries at all. If you'll allow me a moment, I can provide you with the confirmation. I was just trying to find some way to keep you with your membership.
I don't even care what happens to me anymore.
Okay, ma'am, do you need to get some water?
I don't want anything.
Okay. If you have something to write with, I have the confirmation number that you can write. That you can write down.
Yeah, I have. I got a pen in my hand.
Okay. All right. Your confirmation is 764. I'm sorry. Let me make this larger. That's not right. Those numbers are small. It is 764. I'm sorry.
What is it now?
It's 7-6
4-4. You just, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll start again. It's 7-6
4-4. Yeah, I got the 4 number.
0-6.
0-6.
Yes, ma'am.
Just everybody have their happy time. Doctors, I don't believe in them. I hate them. I'm not afraid of the coronavirus. Everybody's running and hiding. The heck was it? God has your time limited. You're going to go that time? That's it. That's the way it goes. Everybody runs from something that they can't control anyways. And the thing is, with coronavirus, they follow the rules, but they don't. All the stupid stuff goes on TV, fighting and busting everybody else's life down by burning and stealing and burning their business down. These are low people. They're running over cops, and that's okay, and throwing bricks at a cop's face and filling up bottles with cement and throwing it at them, and then take a fire extinguisher. I've seen this on TV. I've seen a lot of it. And he slams that fire extinguisher right over the cop's head. Wasn't that nice of him? These people, I'd like to arrest all of them and throw some bread in there and say, hey, survive yourself, because what you did, you're lucky you even getting that. Destroying people, destroying them. Who the heck do they think they are? And they say, you have to get on your knees and say you're sorry for being white. No, they're going to have to kill me, because that ain't going to happen.
Okay, Miss Russell, we did get you taken care of today, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, but good luck to the world is all I get to say.
Okay, ma'am. We do thank you so much for calling OMAX Health, and you please have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.